Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Woo, I'm going to tell you what. Now, I had a busy weekend this last weekend. I don't know about you, but there was a bunch of stuff going on, and I was doing a lot of it. Let's just say, well, actually what happened was we had a little soiree, go get together at the house on Friday night, and so between getting home and doing the cleaning up everything, getting the house all ready and all that, getting in there cooking ribs, burgers, fried chicken, and all that good stuff. So by the time I got done doing all that stuff, it was, the party was on, and it was a very nice party, having good friends over and everything like that. It was pretty cool. Always a good deal when you have peoples come over. And we're going to do a lot of those during the summertime. We're talking about doing one of them low boil things, you know, the Cajun, the spreads where they have the, where the, put the paper at, you got the, yeah, the crawfish or the shrimp with the potatoes and the corn. Oh, guarantee you'd be wondrous, I tell you. So that's going to be good stuff going on in the future. But yeah, it was great getting together. And then we went to that Reba and Roy show. We caught that at the Lucky Seven Casino. And thanks, Eric Grayman, for providing the tickets there in Lucky Seven Casino. Appreciate that. Go do a nice little article on them, you know, because very cool show. Let's go. It's funny, the guy who played the Roy Orbison, Brian McCullough, he got discovered. He was in the bar having some coffee and stuff, and I actually saw him when we came in. So I slid over while Sabina was getting us a drink and stuff, and I went over and I talked to him for a little bit, you know, caught him before the show. Got a picture with him and everything like that. But it's interesting, he was discovered just purely by accident. He's been with the Legends, you know, that group that they have in Vegas and everything, for 25 years. And what happened was, he was just doing it, messing around, you know, someplace at a bar or something like that. And a friend of the guy who started the Legends thing in Vegas, he said, "You got to see this guy." And I guess he recorded him, took pictures of him, told him, raved on him, and said, "You got to see this guy. He's good." So he got discovered just like that. Boom, just goofing around, just doing his thing. And it was like, and he'd been going ever since, 25, all over the world, everything. He was just going on. There's a really nice article on him. Well, it's easy to get a hold of, you know, get online and see him and everything. And it's like, yeah, he's really, Brian McCullough, very cool. And then Kimberly Hall, she did a Reba McEntire. You know, she did that, and she did a very good job. And of course, she got a standing ovation and got everybody up when she did the Star Spangled Banner, of course, and everything like that. She got everybody up out of their seats on that one and everything. But met her afterwards and got some pictures with her and everything and talked to her. And she's a very cool person. I'm gonna do this article on her, so I gotta look it up because there was nothing, no press release really on her that I could read about. So I didn't get a chance to talk to her too long. But I'll get more on her. But it was very interesting because I told her, I said, "Hey." About, oh gosh, I guess it's been like 15 years now ago, you know, maybe, yeah, about 14, 15 years ago, I was backstage security at Nissan Pavilion in Virginia, Manassas, Virginia, and where all the rock stars, everybody, all the stars, you know, all everything. And well, the first show that I did backstage security on was the Reba McEntire show. So I got to meet her, and she was, and that one thing, this one lady was a little bit taller, like Reba's a lot shorter than that, you know, and everything like that. But yeah, it was very interesting, but I got to meet the extra Reba and watched her in concert and everything. I said, "Hey, you did, I told this lady she did great job, good job doing it." So that's how the weekend went, and then we just ended up hanging out on Sunday. I worked the nights at Columbus Breakfast because it was a go, go, go weekend. That's right. So yeah, I did that, and that all turned out good, but then it was a relaxed day with the little prince and the little, yeah, hanging with the family a little bit on Sunday Family Fun Days. So, all right. So I'm going to get on with the show because we got a whole lot of going on. And, yeah, I hope you all had a great weekend out there. And I'm going to tell you what's coming up so you can have a good weekend this next one coming up. So there you go. Kind of runs hand in hand with that. Okay, now getting ready to come up here because this is a Halloween month. Run Away With Us to the Circus, the 14th Annual Haunted House, presented to you by the Chetco Pelican Players. $10 per ticket, not recommended for ages 10 or under. This will be happening October 20th to the 22nd and October 27th to the 31st. See, it opens 7 to 11 on weekends and Halloween, and then 7 to 10 on weekdays and Sunday. Now, this is at the Warehouse. It's located at 16185 Highway 101 Harbor. It's at the corner of Highway 101 and Hoffelt Lane. So for more information, you can call 541-661-3239 or 541-469-1877. 7. So there you go. That's a Haunted House. Yes, that's right. Very good. Oh, hey, they got Single in the City coming up here Saturday, October 14th. That's this weekend. There you go. I told you there'd be stuff to do. Elk Valley Casino, Single in the City. They're doing their first ever bachelorette auction to support freestyle competitive cheer featuring MC Eric Apperson. So let's see. They will have a group of wonderful men and women who will be auctioned off along with dinner for two. You can bid on a date or cheer on your single friends as they bid. The VIP will start at 6. You'll get to mingle with the bachelors and bachelorettes, enjoy some appetizers, and have special seating. Auction will start at 7. VIP tickets are $20. $10 cover charge for those not VIP. There will be door prizes and games. Hey, there you go. That's what's happening at Elk Valley Casino, Single in the City on Saturday. There you go. Hey, things are happening all over the place. Okay, so at the 101 Bar and Grill on Thursdays, they have line dancing, and it's a ladies' night if you're feeling right. Let's see, Wednesdays and Sundays is karaoke, and every Monday night is a steak special. And then coming up, they have their Halloween party going on the 28th, so that'd be Saturday night, with a costume contest. That's at the 101 Bar and Grill. Catalyst Seafood, let's see. Well, hold on there. Yeah, excuse me. Okay. It's already passed. Okay, so Catalyst Seafood with the world's longest happy hour from Sunday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. That's right, and you have to call for a musical lineup. That's right, don't get theirs all the way out. I'll try to get some more info next week on them. But yeah, you can just call them up and see what music they got going on. Then we go at the Checo Brewing. Let's see, they got Frankie C on the 12th, on the 13th, Patty Ann DeCuna. On the 14th, Lon Goddard. On the 19th, Frankie C. On the 20th, Patty Ann DeCuna again. On the 21st, TBD. So there you go. On the 24th, Steve Harrington. That's a couple weeks out at the Checo Brewing, where there's always something going on. And you know what? They have a trivia thing going on. I'm getting more information, too, on that. But they got a trivia game or whatever on Thursday nights. So that's what's happening at the Checo Brewing. And then Ox coming up at the Oxenfree on the 14th. They've got Moonshine Mountain. And then on the 27th, they got $1 check. And then let's see, down to Voodoo Lounge coming up on the 20th. That's going to give out some Halloween parties because, you know, you got to plan ahead for where you're going to go. And on the 28th, Saturday at the Voodoo Lounge, they've got from 8 to 12, the Spence Brothers. So there you go. That's what's happening down there at Voodoo Lounge. And you know what, they got karaoke too. That's right, they got karaoke going on Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 10 p.m. It's Monday, bear with me, okay? By Wednesday, when this comes out, I'll be beautiful. Guarantee I'll be talking right. Okay, so now we go to the River's End Sports Bar, where they have something going on literally every day. On Monday, free pool. On Tuesday, Tamale Tuesday and karaoke. On Wednesday, it's 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday is karaoke, Friday is DJ night, Saturday is the people's choice, and on Sunday, they got NFL action going on and all kinds of sports with all the TVs they got around there. And then, of course, on the 27th, they've got their Halloween party, so that'll be on Friday, happening at 8 p.m. Very clever. Put one on Friday. There you go. Okay, that's at the River's End Sports Bar, and then Sebastian's Bar, featuring Gil Kirk at the keyboards, Wednesday through Saturday, from 6 to 9 p.m. That's Sebastian's Bar and Grill. Vista Pub. Jazz on Thursdays. Burning Guitars on the 13th. Frankie C on the 20th. And Noah Dirksen on the 28th. All music starts at 7. That's at the Vista Pub. And then, hey, we got Misty Mountain Brewing. They're going to be doing some stuff going on here. Let's see. They have their second anniversary in the biz going on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. So Halloween, right before Halloween weekend there, so that's what's happening there at Misty Mountain Brewing. They're going to have some fun there, some food, and yeah, I'm sure there's going to be music and all. I'm going to get some more info on that before that comes up. So, okay, now, hey, if you're hanging in the Grants Pass area, they got music on Fridays from 7 to 10, and on Saturdays from 6 to 9, and on the 13th coming up, they got Jim Lesher and the Western Express. On the 14th, they've got Allison Skull and Victor Martin. On the 20th, MVP, and on the 21st, Not Too Shabby. That's what's going on with the Laughing Clam in Grants Pass. And then swinging on back to old beautiful CC by the Sea, we've got Ian Ateka featuring windy and high tide on the 13th, and on the 20th, disturbing the peace. That's at the Inateca, and then swinging around the corner to Seaquake Brewing, we've got Steve Berg happening on the 14th, and on the 21st, Frankie C. That's at Seaquake Brewing. Okay, hey, we got a couple of individual schedules as well. Steve Harrington's playing Wednesdays and Fridays at the Coon Tie from 6 to 8. Frankie C's at the Coon Tie on Monday nights. And then and he also gets together with Troy Spence Jr., so you never know. You might get Frankie C and you might get Night Moves as well when the two get together. So that's what's happening on Monday nights at the Coon Tie. Rap Brush, he's going to be playing at the Coon Tie on the 24th. So there you go. That's what's happening there with his schedule. And let me see. Ray Cornell, the piano man, is now playing Checo Activity Center every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11:30 to 12:30. That's right. The piano man, Ray Cornell. Toni Land, she sent me a schedule. That's very cool. And on the 14th, she's going to be playing at the Ambiance by the Sea from 4 to 5:30 during the Art Walk, second Saturday Art Walk. And then she'll be on the 28th, she'll be down at Port of Pints Brewing in Crescent City from 7 to 9 p.m. That's Toni Land. Very good to see Toni back out again. Known her for years. Seen her play many times. Back in the day, it's been great. So glad she's back out again. Yeah, speaking of the Art Walk, I just going to say that it is the second Saturday Art Walk coming up from 3 to 6 p.m. right downtown there. A beautiful uptown, downtown Brookings. That's right. A lot of participating businesses, merchants out there, so a lot of artwork, all kinds of good stuff. Okay, so that stuff is all over with. Now we're gonna have our cultural moment here on the Insider Report. We're gonna be taking poetic license. I'm gonna read this month's poem. Now, you know what? I've actually seen that the Bruins kids are starting to the radio. They're gonna be doing some poetry and stuff. So when they start writing their own, I'm going to start featuring it in the Insider. But until then, I got to keep popping out some. Well, this one we did on the podcast back in the day. So I'm going to just do it on the air now. See, this is called Lost Things. And by me, of course. Yeah, that's right. Anybody can submit the thing, you know. I mean, submit one to me and I can get it on the air here. And I'll even put it in the Insider of Southern Oregon. Actually, a few people have done it and it's been very cool. We said their poems. But yeah, this is Lost Things. Since childhood it first begins, we start to lose our things. Some cost a lot and others don't, and some that Santa brings. But as we lose, we seem to gain a new thing to take its place. Though some things we may lose may cause us pain, wiping the smile right off our face. But soon once again a new thing comes along and brings that smile right back. For one thing you can always count on, when it comes to things, we will never lack. As adults we must say misplaced, instead of things we lost. For as adults, we must save face, because the things we lose cost. Sometimes we even find our things, much happiness for sure, but then you go and lose some other thing, for there really is no cure. Upon having misplaced things myself, all over from coast to coast, of all the things I've had and lost, I miss my mind the most. The end. Hey, a little cultural, a little culture there for the audience, the listeners out there. All right, okay. Let's see, we've got a Tsunami Swing Halloween dance going on Saturday, October 29th. Saturday's the October 28th, but hey, that's just a misprint here. Saturday, October 28th from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Unless, of course, October's so crazy that we've got two Saturdays. You got October 28th and 29th, it makes Sunday 30th. I'm down with that. It's October. Now, this will be at the VFW Hall on 810 8th Street in Crescent City. It's $10 per person, $18 per couple. Portions of the proceeds go for the Lighthouse Repertory Theater. So, yeah, that's what that's all about. A little fundraiser going on. Tsunami Swing happening October 28th from 7:30 to 10:30. Oh, yes. Here's what, see, I can read them now. I can read this stuff. Couldn't read it on the computer unless I blew it away and then it all distorted. Okay, we've got Suburban. Yeah, it's Suburban Showgirl. Let's go to Chicago here. Okay, we got Suburban Showgirl, a one-woman musical comedy coming to the Crescent Elk Auditorium there at 994 G Street in Crescent City, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. Tanaka presents his quartet at Crescent Elk Auditorium. Let's see, the show is about life and how to live it. The show is for all ages. A former Radio City Rockette, Palmer Davis, wrote and performs this Broadway caliber musical. Come and be energized and inspired. Admission is by season ticket. However, $18 for general admission, $15 for seniors and transitional aged youth ages 18 to 25. It's $12 for students, K full-time college. For more information, call 707-464-1336. That's right. When you finally get the words right, miracles happen. Okay, so, yeah, speaking of miracles happening, let's get metaphysical with the ladies at Gypsies. All right, what do they got coming up here on Saturday the 14th? They've got the messages from the masters at 6 p.m. This is channeled messages from various masters. On Monday, October 16th, they got messages from the masters as well at 2 p.m. Then on Saturday, October 28th, they've got Living in 5D Part 1. This is from 1 to 4 p.m. Let's see, you need to get your registrations in. If you need, you can call 317-408-7970 or stop by at Gypsies to register. Get metaphysical with the ladies at Gypsies. Okay, and let's see. Oh, you know, I'm just going to take a minute here and just say, you know, the little station that could, KCIW 100.7, KCIW LP 100.7 FM, that's right. We got all kinds of great shows coming on there. Coming on a daily basis. It seems like every time I turn it on, there's another show popping up and everything like that. Including My Magical Musical History Tour and the Insider Report, of course. But, yeah, you know, I just want to encourage y'all to get on there and, after you hear my show, stick around and listen to some other stuff going on, because this show actually goes different hours in the day, so it's followed by several various shows. And if you'd like to get days and schedule times and all that good stuff, they got a schedule on kciw.org. You just go there, go to the program spot, and boom, it'll be right there, and you can tune into your favorite program. That's right. So I just want to, yeah, give a shout out there to make sure and tune in to all the good shows going on. KCIW, little station that could. Okay, now on with the show. 6 Degrees of Celebration presents the 13th annual Chills Halloween Dance and Costume Party. This is happening Saturday, October 21st at 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Okay, so this is at the Veterans of Foreign Wars on 810 H Street. Tickets are available at 6 Degrees of Celebration, 25 in advance, and 30 at the door. So they have a nice Halloween dance and costume party. There we go. That's at the VFW on October 21st, so it's a week ahead of everybody else. So you get to dress up twice in a month. All right. Well, unless you're like me, then you just do it anytime you want. But that's another story. Okay, let's see. We have got going on. Okay, all right. David's Haunted Manor. And I'm going to tell you, if you got an insider Southern Oregon in front of you or whatever, man, you check out on page 28, this David's Haunted Manor. It is one creepy looking poster. But yeah, there's a Halloween thing going on. It's presented by the Friends of the Harbor there in Crescent City. It'll happen on October 20th and 20th through 22nd and 27th through the 31st from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Now what they got is, they got from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. they have small scares for kids 10 and under. Then 7 p.m. the big scares begin. Admission is $5 for under 12 and 10 for 12 plus. This is 229 Citizen Dock Road. So that's the David's Haunted Manor. Creepy looking poster is all I got to say. Okay, well, you know, they've got the Checo Activity Center's got the 30th anniversary going on here, and they're doing these Thursday dinners and bingo. It started September 7th and is running till November 16th on every Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Checo Activity Center is located at 550 Checo Lane. They have a $10 dinner with a different menu every week. Baked goods available for sale. Bingo for fun and prizes. There's a drawing for a 2018 membership each Thursday, and tickets are $1 each or $12 for $10. See, now if you have remaining tickets from each Thursday's drawing, you will be eligible for a grand prize of a lifetime membership at the Thanksgiving dinner fundraiser. All right, so that's what's happening at the Checo Activity Center. Thursday nights, yeah. all the way through November. Okay, now we go to the, if you feel like submitting something that you'd like to hear on the Insider Report, as I said, you can send the info to me at CaptainCurry1@hotmail.com. That's just the, just put the number one up there, don't spell it out. And I'll get it in the Insider Southern Oregon, or I'll get it on the show here. And this list right here is pretty much from all the ones that have been submitted to me. So very cool. Proof in the pudding. All right, there are two Medicare 101 class happening going on in Brookings. There's one happening on October 12th from 10 to 12 at the library. And then on Friday the 13th, it'll be happening from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. at the CHETCO Activity Center. And to sign up at the CHETCO Activity free class, you can call 541-469-6822. All right, there we go. Got through that one. I'm not sure if I did it live, but I did it. And this is the weekend, October 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. for the Community Shoe Bank. It's the last one of the year. All right, so the Community Shoe Bank, is this is it, last day of the year to shop for the shoes. They're free October 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Brookings Elks Lodge lower level. Donations can be received at any time. Please make sure donations are in good condition. You can contact Linda at 541-469-9850. All right, so that's it. It's happening October 14th, 1 to 3 p.m. Harmony and Me Music Together demo is happening at the CHETCO Library Saturday, October 14th at 1:30 p.m. Children ages birth through 5 and their parents /caregivers will experience a preview of a Music Together class, hear about the Music Together philosophy, and have fun through musical play with your children. Call 541-661-2532 or email harmonyandmemusic@trisha@harmonyandmemusic.com. All right, so there you go. The demo class is free. That's what's happening at the CHETCO Library October 14th at 1:30 p.m. So, a busy day at the CHETCO Library. Okay, then we've got an After the Fire Natural Resource Assistance Fair going on. It's happening on October 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Southwestern Community College Curry Campus at 96082 Lone Ranch Parkway, Brookings, in Brookings. Let's see, Representative Businesses Oregon, the Small Business Development Center, the Department of Consumer and Business Services, and other business assistant organizations will be on hand to meet with business owners. Oregon Department of Forestry and Oregon State University Forester will provide technical information, including reforestation, seedling information, salvage harvesting, sources of professional assistance, resources and regulations, restoration, defensible space, and sudden oak death. So that's, this event is supported by the OSU Extension and Oregon Department of Forestry in partnership with the Oregon Small Woodland Association. So that's going on After the Fire Natural Resource Center Assistance Fair on the 24th at the Southwestern Community College. Okay. Hey, CHETCO Brewing is presenting a Brew and Boo Bash. This is happening Saturday, October 28th at 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. All right, so 3 p.m. to midnight looks like going on there. So join them at the, join them at the CHETCO Activity Center at 52 CHETCO Lane for a great time for the whole family. Okay, there you go. They're taking it there. Trick-or-treating for the kids starts at 3. They'll have food. Proceeds benefits the CHETCO Activity Center. They'll have craft beer, games, prizes, and all kinds of fun all night. Costume contest, scary movie trivia, brew and boo bash in Brookings. There you go. That's what's happening. The CHETCO Brewing bringing that one at the CHETCO Activity Center. Cool. Okay. Hey, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So they're doing a walk for awareness happening October 19th at noon at the VA clinic on Railroad Street. Front entrance is where everybody meets. So if you'd like to join the walk for awareness, that's right, noon, October 19th. Connie Hunter should be there. She's the one who sent me this, so she should be on hand leading the ways. Hey, okay, there you go. Ran out of room there. Ran out of stuff on her. Paperwork's gone because half of it was dead anyways. All right, so hey, that's it. I got no more. Hey, I want to thank Linda Johnson for rocking out another great Insider of Southern Oregon. It's out there, hot off the presses, and ready for you to read. And they're free, free, free. So make sure you pick up a copy and you can see the great job Linda does there. for the insider all the time. And then I want to thank you all, station and listeners, for, you know, I want to thank the station. I'll get here in a minute. I want to thank the station. Monday got me at the end of the show. All right, I made it this far. I'm good. Okay. I'm sitting here, you know, I'm like sitting there looking at my notes and I'm like putting them together. So I was like, I want to thank KCIW Little Station That Could for this, you know, for, hey, my broadcast here. And also got the podcast broadcast on KCIW.org. You can listen to the Insider Report anytime at your leisure. Otherwise, you just tune in 6, noon, and 7 on a daily basis. And I want to thank you all for tuning in on a daily basis. And make sure to check out all the other shows, as I said earlier. And, hey, you can go to KCIW.org. And there's all kinds of shows on the podcast. Broadcast there too that you can listen to anytime you like. So there you go. And make sure you catch this week's Magical Musical History Tour. I'm featuring Nat King Cole. Oh yeah, it's an unforgettable show. That's all I got to say. And it'll make you smile because you're gonna love it. That's right. If you're familiar with Nat King Cole, you know where I was coming from there. Until next week, this is Bruce Unforgettable Ellis signing off. Hey, keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get. I'll see you out there. Bam! Oh, there's the Bam Trio, I tell you. Beautiful.